The Bush administration is increasing pressure on China to revalue its currency. For 2 years, the White House has been trying to get China to do that and allow the yuan to gain value against the dollar. Today, U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow suggested to the Chinese that U.S. patience is wearing thin. But many U.S. manufacturers and members of Congress say Snow didn't go far enough. They want a straightforward statement from the administration that the Chinese have been manipulating their currency. Joining me is NPR's Adam Davidson. Adam, Treasury Secretary Snow didn't go as far as some had hoped. Why not?
Well, Snow and the Treasury Department are really walking a tightrope here. They've got, on the one side, they have Congress and lots of citizens saying, you got to get tough on China, really pushing them to be tough on China. But on the other hand, they have China, and the administration feels that they've had really successful backroom negotiations, and they want to continue those negotiations. And they feel if they get too tough, China will just back out completely. So they're trying to please a domestic audience by being tough and trying to please China by being reasonable all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And why does the value of China's currency become such a hot issue?
For more than 10 years now, the Chinese government has kept the yuan at a fixed rate with the U.S. dollar. It's about 8.25 yuan to the dollar. And a lot of economists say that's artificially suppressed. It's an artificially low value. And what that means is basically every Chinese export, every bicycle and T-shirt and car part that they send to the U.S. is about a third as much as it would be otherwise. And so U.S. manufacturers say they just can't compete with those discounted prices. And they say that thousands of U.S. companies have gone under, millions of jobs have been lost, all because of this Chinese currency.
At the same time, a lot of U.S. consumers have gotten quite used to having cheap goods from China.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what the retailers are arguing. They're saying that China has effectively, by lowering its currency, has effectively given every American a raise by giving us so much more purchasing power. China's products are cheaper, and then American products and other countries' products have to lower their prices to compete with China. But what that means is we keep buying so many goods from China, so many more than we sell to them, so we have this huge trade deficit.
And how does that become a problem?
It hasn't been a problem lately, because what China's been doing is with all their extra dollars, they're reinvesting that money in the U.S. economy and doing a lot to keep our economy growing. But there's a few fears. One is it's just scary to have Chinese and other Asian central banks have so much control, so much influence over U.S. economic health. And a lot of economists say that that bill is going to come due. It might be a year from now. It might be 20 years from now. There's a lot of difference of opinion. But someday the trade deficit could lead to a major crash in the U.S. economy.
Well, Adam, there was this pressure today from the Treasury Secretary. Could this escalate, though? Could it lead to something like sanctions against China?
That's exactly what a lot of people in Congress are trying to make happen. Senators Charles Schumer and Lindsey Graham, a Democrat and a Republican, say they're going to resubmit a bill calling for trade sanctions. The same's happening in the House. And if that happens, it's really going to limit the wiggle room that the administration has on the tightrope they're walking.
NPR's Adam Davidson in London. Adam, thanks very much.
Thank you.